Hello, Audio Boom. I shall begin this recording with an apology for doing it on earphones, but you understand that I need my hands free and I don't really want to be actually carrying my phone down here. I'm walking down a very long flight of steps. In fact, I've lost count, but I got to something like 50, and there's still some way to go. It leads from the main pedestrian street in Taormina down the side of our hotel, effectively. There are two ways to our hotel. One is down a long and winding road, and the other is down this flight of steps. And I've been out for a walk, my normal sort of thing, going off to find a view. I was hoping to catch the sun rise, but didn't manage to do that, didn't manage to find a place to do it. So instead, I had a walk along various roads in Taormina. Extremely gingerly because these steps are at irregular intervals and there's no handrail or anything. But I think I'm getting there because I can hear the cars on the Via Roma at the bottom. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, so I was walking about, which was all very nice. And the reason why I'm grimacing a little bit here is because, as part of my all very nice walking about, I managed to walk very hard into a metal bench. A metal bench with metal slat seating. And it caught me just below the knee, and it has blown up like a balloon. It's very impressive. And it hurts a lot. These things happen. They will happen, won't they? That's just life. It's just a bit of a pain, really. especially as we're going up it today. Timing, Robert. I don't know if it's bleeding. It feels a little bit wet down there. But I'm going to go and get some ibuprofen. And paracetamol, I think. And anything else I can possibly find. I've just had in my ear a Transport for London alert telling me that there's problems on District Line. I don't care. Go away. Sorry for anybody on the District Line today. So you pitch down this. Anyway, here we go. I think they are getting there, though. As I say, sometimes they're in batches of three, and for every time they'll go on like that. And then other times, they change to something completely different. I'm using my cane a bit too much like a crutch going down here. You have to love... I don't mean this in a pejorative way, but foreign sirens. You know, you never get just a straight nee nor nee nor nee nor. It's always a da 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 da, or something like that. Mark made the very sensible point that it's probably in Italy, so you can tell the difference between all the different police forces. Ah, so that's the financial police coming to get me. Nearly there. I can smell something. Steps, but it saved a long walk down a road with a fair bit of traffic on. Roads are so difficult, and cars definitely feel like they have the right of way in every possible situation. Cars and motorcycles and mopeds. Good. Okay. slip on the last step. Virtually. Oh, hang on, have I just missed the... Have I missed the entrance? Has there been an entrance coming in? I have missed it. Well, that was clever, wasn't it? Back up the ramp. And then the steps, I forgot, of course. Actually, the point where I gained the handrail is the point that I needed to turn left, now right, to get in. Good morning. Buongiorno.
Oh, it's on the left side. Thank you very much. Shower.